the show, Bill. Welcome to Hammer Down!
Dad!
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Dinks. I will be joined by the aforementioned Pat McAfee, sitting to my left. Sitting to his left, the Canadian sensation, the nuke man himself, Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, Tony.
How are you doing today, sir?
It's a great day, my friend.
It's a great day.
Big weekend.
Beard looks great.
On the horizon.
Backward hat looks great. Great FanDuel zip-up hoodie sweatshirt thing.
Thank you, sir.
You look great. And on the FaceTime, former NFL GM. Had almost every other single position in the NFL as well. Host of the Lombardi Line, the GM Shuffle Pod. Make sure you subscribe to the Daily Coach. Writes for The Athletic, Michael Lombardi.
How are we, guys? How are we doing?
Mike. How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm great. I'm doing good. I'm so excited for the weekend. The Elite Eight. This is the best weekend in sports. It really is.
By far the best weekend in sports. Pat just ran over the BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
Which still shouldn't be there. Still shouldn't be there. Let's talk about the coaching hires today. Bob Salah, how do you feel about it?
You know, I think it's interesting. I don't know if Arthur Smith was their guy, then they settled on Salah afterwards. I think those were the two guys they were looking at. Arthur Smith will be the coach in Atlanta. I think Dan Campbell will be the coach in Detroit, as we talked about. So, I mean, look, for me, I think Salah is I mean, he's got a great personality, good leadership. I think, to me, this Pete Carroll system, what Dan mm-hmm. Quinn tried to run it, Gus Bradley tried to run it, it hasn't really taken off in terms of the positivity and the energy and the scheme. So I'm going to be interested to see how it all plays out. I think it's hard to be one front, one coverage, and try to make a living on that and live with talent. And, as you know, you got to have a lot of high picks. So, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic to see how this is going to fly.
I thought about that when he was hired, and because I know you've talked about that a lot. And then didn't what's his name get hired in Dallas as the DC?
Dan Quinn.
Yeah. And I mean, the proof of the pudding is, I mean, people could talk about, well, the Chargers defense and this. Look, Raheem Morris made the Falcons defense better when he took over, and Dan wasn't in the building. And I like Dan. I think Dan's a tremendous guy. But he changed what he's doing. And, you know, and he modified what they were doing. And so, you know, when you look back over the Niners and you look at since Kyle's been there, they had the one great year, mm-hmm. the one great year. And then the other years they have struggled because the talent level hasn't always been to where that scheme needs it to be. That scheme goes back to Minnesota in 1984 with Floyd Peters.
Floyd.
Started
classic.
You know, and then the evolution of that scheme went from Floyd Peters to Monty Kiffin. Then Monty went to Minnesota and turned it into Tampa 2. It really became it was a three deep coverage that Monty turned into basically three cloud, Tampa 2. So you have the middle linebacker running to the middle of the field. It's really a three cloud coverage. And Pete has always kept it in the Floyd Peters vein with Chris Dolman, Al Noga, Henry Thomas, John Randall. Those players, we all remember the names of them at Minnesota because that's what they have to have. And that's what Salah's going to have in New York. He's got to have a front that's dominant.
Pat, what do you think about Dan Campbell going to Detroit? Do you think the players will be pumped to be doing up-downs every day?
I think it's going to be tough to get – he'll get his guys in there, though. You know, and I think – a change of culture in Detroit is obviously something that's good for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's been a little bit of a go there. Dan Campbell, though, very interesting because when he's down there with the Finns, Gumpy, mm-hmm. correct me if I'm wrong, he wins some and then they fizzle out, right?
He was hot out of the gates. Like, there was, as soon as he won, I think he won his first two or three, and there was lots of steam on him keeping that job. And then it just fizzled out at the end of the year.
Yeah, and, you know, that's like the I'll be intrigued to see how, because with Chris Spielman up there, Dan Campbell up mm-hmm. there, they're obviously looking to have, like, the tough you know, just hard workers, first in, last out. It feels like that is what they're going to look. And by the way, everybody's looking for that. But I don't know. I'll be intrigued to see what he has changed since becoming the assistant head coach for the Saints for the last year or so after what happened with the Dolphins. Very interesting hire. Can't wait to see how it pans out. But I assume Detroit is excited for Dan Motor City Campbell to hopefully make a positive effect on that franchise.
Mike, were you surprised by that?
No, I think the last time they hired a coach, when they hired Patricia, Rod Wood, the general, the president of the team, I think he really liked Vrabel. He really liked Vrabel. In the interviews, I think if you would have asked him who to hire between Vrabel and Patricia, he would have said Vrabel. And, you know, it was a fait accompli that it was going to be Patricia. So I think Rod Wood probably feels like his instincts are right. And I think he wants somebody in that Vrabel kind of category where he can be the head coach, be involved in the offense, be involved in the defense, run the team, lead the team. And that's Campbell. I don't know Dan that well, so I wouldn't know. I think he's probably a better coach than anything he did in Miami. And being with Sean, you kind of learn how to be what it takes to set up a game plan, set up a complementary level of football that's going to be conducive towards winning that game on that Sunday.
All right. Now, let's get into...
Hey, Oklahoma draws up here for the boys. Going to be.
Is that what he did down in... I don't remember that. Is that what they were doing down
there? Yeah, I guess like day one. Whenever he became the interim head coach, he's like, we need to make a tougher culture here. Started running Oklahoma drills, which, by the way, they won some games. But I think inevitably the boys kind of got sick of it and moved on. I'll be excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, they fired Dolphins fired Joe Philbin when they brought him in. Poor Joe.
I love Joe Philbin.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could see, look, you got to make the team tough. There's all different ways how to do it. And if you're not tough to start out, it's hard to go halfway tough. I mean, getting toughness into your team takes time. It takes kind of an everyday thing. It's not an easy – you can't start soft and begin tough. You got to start tough.
Hey, it's the guys, right? You need tough guys.
Right. That's right. You guys that love football that want to play.
Which, by the way, if he gets those up there in Detroit, that'd be good for Detroit. Any team that gets a bunch of guys like that, it's good. I think it's very difficult, obviously, to judge this early on hirings, but – God damn. Dan Orlovsky said Dable is going to the Chargers. You know, that's obviously happening and blah, blah, blah. It's like,
I don't know if that one's done yet. I think
Orlovsky said.
I mean, it may be. I think that, you know, I think that the Chargers kind of were in on a couple guys. I don't know where. I think they were in on Urban a little bit. I don't know how deep they stuck their toe in that pond. And, Telesco and Dayball both went to the same high school in Buffalo, so it would make sense that he would be short on their list.
All right. Let's get into the most important part of this weekend, and that'd be the picks.
Here we go.
That'd be the picks. Mitt, do you have the graphic?
Here we go. Diggs, what a run, dude.
Pretty solid run.
Fucking A, yeah.
Pretty solid run right now.
I'd say.
Hey, babe, tell him.
This is when it matters.
See, good time to matters. Be. Hey, by the way, good time to be hot.
All them weights, Diggs.
What'd you say? That's why you
lift all them weights.
That's why you run them hills. That's why you're up early hunting those winners. This is it.
All them weights.
Study hours of film, Mike.
COVID saved Tony's season.
It did. Game the COVID.
Put you in war though.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Game the COVID cowboy. Thank you. Got too excited there.
Yeah, you did.
Got too excited, which will happen. All right, first game.
Especially when you're that hot, dude.
First game, Saturday at, I believe it's 4 something. Rams travel to the frozen tundra. 6.5 is the spread. Packers are the favorite. 59% of the bets, 56% of the money. It opened 7 down to 6.5. Pat, will you kick us off on this beautiful day?
Packers, this is the only one I really like fully feel comfortable about, strictly because it's Aaron Rodgers and the boys who have been buzzing. I don't know if the divisional round is how this season ends for the Packers. Feels like at least they got to get to the championship again with how good their squad has been playing. It is a little bit alarming, okay, that the defense was able could give up some runs to the Rams. I just don't think, even though they have the number one defense, the Rams will be able to score as many points as the Packers. And by the way, Rams at Packers there, not just Packer. Even though each individual player is a Packer, it is the Packers organization that I think will cover 6.5 points at home in Lambeau. 40-degree weather or lower, Goff's got no shot. So unless Blake Bortles comes out and pulls a rabbit out of his head, a la Jason Witten, I got the Packers -6.5.
I was going to take full responsibility for the Packer, but I did just check the text message. I did have an S on it when it was sent over to Mitt.
Matt, you're all right, pal.
You're all right, pal. Okay,
Matt.
You're all right, pal.
You do great work.
Good job, Matt.
Some fun little facts here. All five Green Bay playoff games since 2016 have gone over the total.
Really?
All seven outdoor playoff games in weather below 32 degrees since 2017 went over the total. All four outdoor games below 32 degrees this season went over the total.
Wow.
This is not an under game for me.
You're staying away.
Staying away. Jared Goff, 0-2 ATS and outright in his career in games below freezing with zero passing touchdowns and five interceptions. Mike, is that correct? Because I feel like you said he was 3-1. Oh, that was straight up, right?
Yeah, 3-1 against straight up. Five interceptions, five touchdowns, 6.39 yards per attempt, and a 50% completion percentage. Is that good?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. The current spread of 6.5 is tied for the second largest underdog spread in a Rams game since McVay has took over as the coach. And the Rams are 21-13 ATS on the road under McVay. Mike, where are you going with this game?
I'm going Packers. I have great respect for McVay. I think he can overcome a lot of obstacles that are placed in front of him. He can't overcome Aaron Rodgers. That's the one he can't overcome. And Nick Saban has been saying this for 3 years. Great quarterbacking will defeat a good defense. Yeah. And this guy's playing remarkably. His ability to throw the ball down the field this year, the greatest thing that happened to the Packers, probably the most productive player on the Packers this year is Jordan Love. Because Aaron Rodgers raised his level of play tremendously. Jordan Love may be the MVP of the league.
It's not just Jordan Love, by the way. It's also
good, guys.
It's also all the reaction after the Jordan Love pick that was like, yeah, this is because Aaron's losing. It's not just Jordan Love. I think it's everybody else that's also like, yeah, if you look at his numbers last year, bad year, down year, he's lost it. I feel like the entire Jordan Love situation, MVP there. It's been unbelievable to watch.
Gumpy, who you got?
Packers 4-1 against the spread their last five playoff home games.
Boom to boom.
6-2 against the spread their last eight playoff games.
Bang.
5-2 against the spread their last seven playoff games as a favorite. Rams 0-6 against the spread their last six against the Packers.
Boom.
I will lay the points, my friends.
Earlier in the week, I wanted to take the Rams. I did.
Is this a sweep?
I did. I really, really did. Even this morning, I thought about it. I can't do it. I mean, If the Rams cover on Saturday, I'll sleep okay at night knowing that I took Aaron Rodgers. If it's the other way around, that one's on me.
Yeah.
That one's on me. So I'm also going to go with Pack -6.5.
That's good news. Diggs is hot. He's with all of us.
Next game, Ravens at the Bills. -2.5 currently. 54% of the tickets are on the Bills. 52% of the money is on the Ravens. Opened up 3, currently 2.5, as I said. Michael, we'll start with you on this one. Where are you going?
I'm taking Baltimore in the 2.5. I think Baltimore will run the ball on them. I think they'll have a good plan for Josh Allen. I don't know if they won't stop them. I think we'll see points in this game. I think it'll be a back-and-forth game. You know, great field goal kicker for Baltimore. I think they like playing on the road. I just think Buffalo's not big enough on defense to handle it. I think they'll run the ball. Lamar Jackson 7-1 in cold weather. It's going to be windy. I'm going to go Baltimore and take the points. Thank you.
God, I think we're all going to be on the same side.
I think we might too. I got Baltimore is 9-1 ATS and 7-3 outright as an underdog since drafting Lamar Jackson in 2018. Boom. Lamar is 6-1 ATS and 5-2 outright as an underdog.
Boom.
Lamar is 14-3-2 against the spread in his career on the road.
Boom.
Buffalo did cover 8 straight before they did not cover last weekend. Buffalo is 7-1 against the spread this season when the line is between +3 and -3.
Oh, boy. Battling treads.
A little bit of battling treads there. Baltimore is 11-5-1 ATS this season, which is tied with the Dolphins for the best mark in the league. Buffalo's at 11-6. Some really good covering teams this year. I love Baltimore's secondary. I have all year. Always say it. I think they're the better defense in this game. I think the run game gives the Bills fits. So I'm also taking Baltimore as well.
I'm also in Ravens, just strictly because Cole Beasley's interview with us.
Really, really good. If you guys haven't seen that one, go back and check it out.
Cole Beasley fan. Still Cole Beasley fan, but one of the worst interviews we've ever had on the show, strictly because there was a steel mill right next to the goddamn microphone.
I believe he did one with the owner of the team I saw on the internet. Same jugs machine was going off in that one, too.
Oh, so they don't even care about the owners.
No, no. So maybe. Bill, what's your name? Gumpy?
That changes how I feel.
Ravens 6-0 against the spread. Their last six playoff games as a dog. 7-0 against the spread. Their last seven playoff road games.
Boom.
And the Bills are 1-3-1 against the spread their last five Saturday games.
Whoa. Ooh,
Saturday stat.
Boom.
I will take the points with the Ravens.
Oh, we're both on this. We're all on the same here.
This is a good sign. Let's start getting on opposite pages, boys. Sunday.
Sunday fun day.
1 o'clock, or not 1 o'clock. It's a 3-something. Browns go into Arrowhead. God. Opened at 9.5. It's at 10. Most of these lines have not moved in a while, by the way. 54% of the tickets on the Browns, 63% of the money on the Browns. Andy Reid off a bye in the playoffs. 5-2 straight up, 6-1 ATS.
Jesus Christ.
Kansas City is 1-7 ATS in its past eight games. The only cover was the cover against New Orleans.
And that was a push, I think.
Yeah, it says when the line closed at 2.5 after being -3 most of the week. So you could have got a push. The Chiefs are 0-4 ATS at home in that span. 0-3 ATS as a double-digit favorite in that span.
Damn.
Cleveland is the 10th team since 1997 to win at least 11 games in the regular season and be a double-digit underdog in the playoffs. The previous nine went 8-1 ATS and 4-5 outright.
I'm so conflicted on this game, Mike.
Yeah, me too. I go back and forth on this. I just think at the end of the day, I'm going to think the Chiefs off the bye week. This Browns defense, to me, isn't good enough in the secondary. I don't think there's a really good matchup. I think the Chiefs take the Browns out of their running game by extending the lead early. And I think the Chiefs know they got to put teams away in the playoffs. I like the Chiefs. I'm going to lay the points and take the Chiefs. I'm going to go against what's happened all year. I think this is one of those games the Chiefs will score and score often and cover.
Jarvis Landry was on the show earlier this week, Diggs. He was so nice.
Uh-huh. Here's a fun fact about the total.
He was so nice to us, Diggs.
So nice.
It was a good interview.
So nice. The current total of 57 ties the highest in a divisional playoff game in the past 35 seasons. All four playoff games since 1986 with a total of 57 or higher went over.
What are you saying?
I'm staying away from this one. That was just a fun fact.
Oh, I thought maybe that's where you were headed.
Mm-mm. Double digit.
You have to pick them all. I mean,
well, no. I'm going to pick this game, Mike.
Do you know? Your pick right now?
No, I don't.
Me neither. I don't know.
I do. Jeez. I know what I took at the beginning of the week, and it was Browns. I've been on Browns all week.
Chiefs 4-1 against the spread their last five playoff games as a favorite.
3-0 last year.
4-1 against the spread their last five playoff games.
Boom.
4-1 against the spread their last five playoff home games.
Bang.
Last 10 playoff games, favorites of 10 or more are 9-3 against the spread.
Bang.
Since 2003, teams scoring 40 plus points in the playoffs, the next game have gone 7-14 against the spread.
Ooh,
and you
shit.
Can go back to 1990, 13-26 against the spread. It's got to be the Chiefs. I feel like the Steelers handed the Browns that game. Chiefs turn it on. It has to be. If not now, then when?
Since 2014. Go ahead, Mike.
I have one more nuke bomb here.
Oh, yeah. Adam.
89% of this round, the winner covers.
44-5-1.
That was last week.
I know it was.
This week, it's 89%.
That's...
Like I say, if the Browns are gonna keep this close, I think they need two 7-minute touchdown drives. I honestly think that's what they need, and the Chiefs have to turn it on at some point, man. It just feels that way.
Since 2014, reigning Super Bowl champions are 4-1 ATS in their first playoff game the following season. Baker Mayfield is 0-4 ATS in his career as more than a 7-point underdog. He is 0-2 ATS as a double-digit underdog.
All right, I'm taking the Chiefs.
Cleveland is 3-10.
I got the Chiefs. I'm knocking it in. Chiefs minus 10.
Cleveland is 3-10 against the spread in conference games this season.
Yep, lock it in.
Fuck it, I'll take the Chiefs too.
All right, let's go.
Different one, there's no doubt.
What'd you say?
This game will be different.
I'm pretty sure it's definitely going to be different. We're going to be split here. And that game that we are speaking of, Tampa Bay is going to New Orleans. Opened as 3.5, currently sitting at 3. 54% of the bets, 59% of the money is on the Bucs. Pat, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I like the Bucs. I don't, but I do. You know, like I want Coach AQ Shipley to get a Super Bowl. To do that, they're going to have to beat the Saints. To beat the Saints, they're obviously going to cover +3. I like the Bucs. Tom Brady wills that team into playing best football they've ever played. I think they come out on defense side of the ball, learn their lesson against the Saints the first two games. I think the Saints defense is a problem, but somehow, some way, the Bucs keep it close enough, and hopefully they win. I like the Bucs +3. I don't love it.
Saints 1-4 against the spread their last 5 playoff home games.
Boom.
1-5 against the spread their last 6 playoff games is a favorite.
Boom.
And this is just a feeling thing. Tom Brady can't get smacked in the mouth 3 times in a row by the same team.
Tom Brady, dude.
Tom has never gone 0-3 ATS or straight up against one team in a single season.
And this one's with my heart, too. Give me the Bucs +3.
Tom's also had Bill Belichick.
Breeze is 5-2 outright and ATS in his career against Tom Brady.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
I love Tom Brady. I hope he wins. I'm going New Orleans. Bruce Arians 0-4 against Sean Payton.
Oh, no.
I think that they can throw the ball on this Bucs defense. Everybody comes out and throws the ball. I think Drew Brees will have a good day. I think the pressure of the New Orleans front will bother Brady, and I think they did the best job of covering these receivers in the first two games. I'll go New Orleans and lay the 3. If it were 3.5, I think I would take the Bucs, but it's 3, I'll take the Saints.
I think it's going to have to be a big game from AB. I really do. It's going to have to be.
Oh, and he just got home from the NO, dude.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
New Orleans has won and covered in their last 5. New Orleans is 7-1 against the spread and outright when wide receiver Michael Thomas plays this season.
Jesus.
I'm also going to take the Saints.
House divided here.
House divided. I also have a lean to the under in this game. Nah, I'll take the under.
Tony.
Saints in the under in this game.
Two bets here.
Two bets on this game for me.
Let's go.
It's the only under I like this week.
What do you have the under at?
Let me look it up real quick for 52.
52. I think that's a good play. I really do. I'm not an under player, but I think anything under 52, I think that's a good play.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Because you know what it could be? 27-24.
Still, that's a big game.
I just worry about the Bucs defense.
The
dink and dunk.
I mean, I don't know how good Heineken is. He may be the best quarterback we've ever seen, but he looked really good last weekend against that defense.
We get Sean Hockley in that game. Okay, Kansas City, Cleveland. We get Clay Martin. Right, that game. Clay Martin's record at home is 12-30.
Oh, so he likes the away team.
Yeah, Sean Hockley's record for the home team is 20-24 against the spread.
Okay.
Where's Big Brad Allen, Mike?
He's not in this weekend.
What?
Oh, shit.
Carl Cheffers will do the Buffalo game of Baltimore. He's 97-99 for the home team.
That doesn't matter.
And in Green Bay, we'll get Ron Torbert. He's 36-53. He favors the road team. So, and this round, usually the Super Bowl referee comes from this round.
Good to know. We have anything else we like as far as football games this weekend, boys?
No, I'm picking the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight to beat the Flyers.
You can do hockey. I love it.
I'm a hockey sharp.
Love it.
Mike, are you a Flyers fan?
No, I'm a Blackhawks fan. I'm friends with the coach of the Blackhawks. I root for him.
Let them know they stink.
What's your problem? All right,
I will. I'm sure you probably
know. What's going on?
Haven't you done enough?
What is this guy all pissed off about?
He's pissed that every time you bet on the Pens, they tend to lose.
Well, fucking hammer the Pens. Tonight's the trend breaks. They're a mortal lock tonight.
Blackhawks are going to get smoked, too.
Did we do a Survivor?
I won it. Everyone lost except for me in the wild card round.
Congrats. Who did I say?
You had, I mean, I could look it up, right? Mike wasn't a part of it, so, you know, I feel bad about that.
Not really. I would celebrate still.
Gump, you had the Steelers and Saints, pal.
You're Steelers.
Who did I have?
Pat, you had the, I mean, I crossed them out, so it's tough to see. You had the Bucks and Steelers.
Steelers did us in.
Big bad. No coach, dude. They had no fucking coach.
Mike, I need you to pick one team from each conference that you think is going to win this weekend.
I think Green Bay is going to win this weekend, and I think Kansas City is going to win this weekend.
I'll do the same as him.
Yeah, probably. I think the whole office probably just take that.
All right, so we either win or lose together. Yeah,
move on to next week.
All right, I got
to Mike. Thank you so much. Good luck this weekend.
Wait.
Thanks, bye. Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm you got a call.
I have a massive call. Like I have a big call that's going on
with that company, huh?
No, what company do you think?
The one I go to the internet for.
When you go to the, no, not that company. Not that company. But somebody that is basically runs that thing. I think I'm talking like somebody from Mr. Beastie's team.
Steve Jobs.
Pretty much, yes.
All right, we can't thank you guys enough for listening either.
Thank you guys.
If you don't catch it on YouTube, we put it out as a podcast. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your enemies. Tell the Jujubes.
We'll tweet out some picks tomorrow, too, for footy and
oh, yeah,
some
basketball. You want to say a couple of footy picks?
I mean, I got like 7 here.
Okay, we'll tweet them out then.
Yeah, I'll tweet them out tonight for tomorrow morning.
I like the under in Man U and Liverpool.
Always a cagey match.
It is a cagey match.
Just depends if Matip is starting for Liverpool. So look at there.
I am going to start. A lot of people were asking what the show's going to do after football season. I'm sure we'll still be around. There's a lot of college basketball, a lot of footy.
Yeah, NBA.
A lot of NBA, a lot of NHL.
A lot of college ball.
I don't know if we'll do it on YouTube or if we'll still do it on YouTube or just put out as a podcast. We'll still be around.
Of course. I
mean, we're degenerates. We still gamble.
Every day, my friend.
Every single day.
That's what we do.
Every single day. Mitt, you like any? What's your favorite pick this weekend?
I would go with probably the Bills -2.5.
I'm glad I'm on the other side.
I mean, man.
Shit. I mean, we all.
Head to the cashiers,
you listen to the show.
Head to the cashiers.
Do you
Mitt.
Fucking listen to this show?
Yeah, and usually I do try and
go opposite.
Yeah,
you go the opposite because you're a scumbag, dude.
Sorry.
All right, don't be Mitt. See you Monday. Hammer
Dad.